Farmers today are facing rising costs, volatile markets, and extreme weather. The A Better Way to Farm podcast digs into strategies to help you take control of farm inputs and maximize profit so your farm can thrive for generations. Remember to take advantage of our free resources at abetterwaytofarm.com. Now, from America's heartland, here's your host.
One of my favorite speakers is a gentleman named Les Brown, and I encourage you to look his stuff up on YouTube and listen to his speeches. I find them excellent information to help make me a better person. Guys, that kind of sums up where I feel tonight. I wanted to share with you, I got an article here, was put out by university. It says, are you overspending on fertilizer? And the ironic part is, this is one of the universities who worked very hard against us and said that what we were doing wouldn't work, it wasn't a good idea, and now they're finally coming out. Guess what? Ignorance made to write it, but in the truth, there it is. So let's talk about some of the things that now that they're saying, here we are a few years later. This gentleman who wrote this particular article is saying he studied profitable farms from less profitable farms to see what separated them. He was working in one particular state in the corn growing belt, and what he discovered was that in 2016, the 20% most profitable farms averaged $138 per acre fertilizer, and the 20% least profitable farms averaged $177. Guys, that's a 28% difference in dollars spent. And he went on to say he thought, well, maybe it's because the least profitable farms were overspending because they didn't get to buy in volume and they were all smaller. And he found out, he said, that is not true. That's not true at all. As a matter of fact, he's continued to do this, and he said the least profitable farms between 2017 and 2022 are spending 15 to 30% more on fertility than the profitable farms. And you would say, compare this to seed. The difference in seed costs between the least profitable and the most profitable is less than 12%. And so it has not anything to do with getting better deals. It has to do with better usage, with being a better steward. In 2023, he said that the most profitable farms spent an average of $217 per acre on fertilizer for corn, and the least profitable farms spent $289. That is a whopping 33%. That's the biggest change, the biggest difference since he started. And last year, the seed cost difference was only 10%. So that had went down substantially. And so what are we doing? How are we getting this? Well, he talks about some of the factors that might be contributing to this. Number one, applying too high of a rate of nitrogen fertilizer. Number one way, guys, we talk about this. We talk about it in the fundamentals of agronomy. We talk about it when we're together with our friends. We talk about it when we're talking to you. And using too much nitrogen, not only does it waste money, but it also can actually cut our yield. There are people out here who are still basing their rate decision on 1.2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel produced. And the fact of the matter is that the best protein content was discovered to be at 0.6 pounds of N per bushel. That number, 0.6 to 0.7, is what we push for in the beginning. That's where we want to start at and then work to improve. This university had an interesting comment in here. They said, they have established, this is not a question, they have established there is not a linear relationship between nitrogen rate and yield. The fact that you jack your N rate does not jack your yield. Now, if you come off and you're way too short, yeah, I get it. That's why we want to be cautious and make sure we're doing this judiciously, that we're studying it. We're not just taking some bright idea and saying, oh, I don't know, we're going to go out and put in some additive in the fall and think that, oh man, we're going to be able to cut our nitrogen rate in half. Probably not. One of the things that was really brought about, he said, was, guys, and pay attention here, we often increase the nitrogen rate to mask bad application choices. When we're doing it wrong, we have to do more of it. Part of that's to make ourselves feel better. And part of it is we just have to put a lot more on. But guys, this is why we're not big on fall applied. And I'm not going to have an argument. I know there are people on here that that's what they do. It's what they're going to do. God bless you. Go in peace. That's fine. But if we're going to get to a 0.6 or a 0.7, we're probably going to have to come off of the idea of applying it in the fall. I know there are some of you here, you know, I tell everybody I was 25 years old before I knew you could have a field without a point row. We farmed all creek bottoms and hills with terraces. You know, so when you do that, you're not going to go out there and make three trips because you're going to smash a lot of corn. But if you're farming square, flat fields and you can make multiple trips, there's money in that. It'll make things good for you. So guys, what do we want to do? We want to do it right so we don't have to use too much. And the fact of the matter is, if we have to do it all in the spring and we have to do it all up front, that's where the stabilizers are going to shine. And there are 15 stabilizers, and three of them have been proven to work. The other 12, if you look at them, tend to not have great numbers. We'd be glad to talk to you about that if you'd like to know. Number three thing that he said, applying P and K crop removal rates when the soil test is already high. This is key because in the last 2 years, we've had multiple discussions with people who are arguing with us saying, you've got to put on removal rates. I got a great story I'm not going to tell you here, but I'll share it with you at the next Fundamentals of Agronomy training. But I had a guy who was adamant that we weren't putting on removal rates. And I was like, you're right, we're not. And I asked him how much he was putting on, and he told me how much he was having his guys apply. And I said, and what is the removal rate for a 200 bushel crop? And he told me, and he didn't even get it. He was selling less fertilizer than the removal rate was. He was still selling too much. But guys, here's the deal. There is no yield advantage in raising those P levels or those K levels that are in or above the high range. And remember, K levels being medium, low, medium, or high are dependent upon the CEC. That's why the quality soil test is important. But over applying P and K is going to hurt us. Their studies, and I don't know if I agree with this or not, but their studies say that you only need to put on 33% of the removal rate in order to maintain your soil test values. I found that interesting. 33% of the removal rate. They also got to talking about some other things and just such things as how you're applying everything. Placement. Placement can be a big deal because if we place it appropriately, it's much more effective and therefore we can use a lot less of it. And we want to make sure, guys, that we're being as judicious as we can. It's no secret. We're not going to have $7 corn this fall. So what do we got to be doing? We got to be figuring out how to be efficient. We got to lower. The only number that matters is that cost per bushel produced. I don't care if you grow 100 bushel corn because you didn't spend very much on it. You know, you only spent $400 on it per acre all in. That's all in. And you sell it for $3. That's not good. I don't care if you grow 300 bushel corn if you spent $4 a bushel to get it. The bottom line is, how can we grow corn for a $2 and something cost per bushel? Because that's how we're going to be making it work. That's how we're going to stay in business. And the last thing they talked about that they felt like was costing people money was buying a fertility advisory technology that doesn't pay for itself. Guys, sometimes we get sold a bill of goods. They got new gadgets, great things. They can show you all kinds of things. They can make all kinds of beautiful maps. So can your three-year-old with a crayon. But the fact of the matter is, guys, how does it convert to the cost per bushel? Can I take this and raise my net income? Because that's the only question that's relevant. I don't need to be cooler than somebody else. You don't need to be cooler than somebody else. You don't need more bells, more whistles, and more gadgets. We need to be cost-effective in our production. And guys, I believe very strongly in this. As I look at these things that these guys are starting to say, they are coming around. They are starting to tell the truth. Guys, here's the problem. It was the truth 32 years ago, and it's the truth today, as Churchill said. In the end, there it is.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.